fly with me now down that purple shaft into the deep inner depths of the diamond mine, where we will witness the flight of the precious peanut butter fudge angel of love as she spreads her wings and flies high through the thundering silence of your vacuum-kept secret, hiding out on the pulsating fringe of your bubbly fudge mind. Deep into the sanctuary of the ruby-lipped lizard whose trip through that revolving door of today's changes springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain, and to taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat, following the flight of the deep, deep breathing butterfly towards the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions, or in the safety of a Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find out when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all! So cop out now with me for a barren moment and glimpse through the plate-glass menagerie of life that time feeds, the flight of mediocrity! Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wade now with me knee-deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest and the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cuffling, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky blue pink, where we pause on the latex trampoline of tomorrow's promises and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm teenage tangerine, we must now somersault in slow motion, down, down the sliding board to a diamond mine. Eternity, crying, crying, it's God alive! And remembering so well that the hand that cradles the rock can certainly rule the world.